Time to check in with Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen. Let's start with the president. Could President Trump's Tylenol warning lead to lawsuits either against Tylenol or against the president, for that matter?
Well, there are a lot of lawsuits against Tylenol for this very thing. There are three pending in Illinois right now, one in Chicago, and then there was a large class action that was filed and dismissed by a judge saying that there's no good science that ties Tylenol to autism, but that's on appeal. So I do think, though, that the statements that are being made by the administration are going to encourage people to want to sue Tylenol now that there's been some public, uproar about mm-hmm. it. But I still think that a judge is going to have to decide whether or not there's science that ties it, and causation is a very difficult thing to prove. But filing a lawsuit against the administration probably is going nowhere. There's immunity. Governments are very difficult to sue. It's called sovereign immunity. So even if what they said may not be true, I don't think there's a viable cause of action.
So you don't think the manufacturer of Tylenol is going to file against President Trump because that was some warning he gave, wasn't it?
Well, it really was. And, you know, again, defamation means an untrue statement that causes damage. And this obviously did cause damage.
Yeah.
I think yesterday the stock went down 10% or so. And I would have thought actually it would have gone down a lot more than that because, you know, someone in the government tells you not to take something, know, that's a pretty strong statement. But again, the government has this immunity dating back to the days of the king because you could never sue the king because they were never wrong. Hmm. And that law still transcends today, and it'd be almost impossible to bring a viable action that a court would uphold.
Got it. Here in Chicago, everybody was talking yesterday about the possibility that this city council ordinance will be passed that reverses the ban on dogs in restaurants. Is there a legal issue involved here?
Well, you know, some restaurants allow them in anyway, but they really aren't allowed because I don't know about you, but I've been in restaurants where dogs are sitting, you know, next to their, next to the patrons. But yeah, this wouldn't mandate that dogs could be in restaurants. It would just allow the restaurant to allow dogs. And the idea would be that, you know, you'd have to have signs, you'd have to have dogs on a leash, they'd have to prove that they were shot for rabies, you'd have to wipe down the furniture, keep them away from food preparation, all of those things. But yeah, I think it's going to raise some real serious issues because what if you're allergic to dogs and you go into your coffee shop and there's a dog there?
Mm-hmm.
The shop is going to have to accommodate somebody who has an allergy, but also accommodate the person who has the dog. And so I think the restaurants are going to have a cost-benefit analysis here. Maybe you consult an attorney to see if it's really worth it to allow dogs into the restaurant.
We'll see if the ordinance passes here first. Anyone who has ever purchased concert tickets recently is interested in this Federal Trade Commission suit. The FTC and eight state attorneys general have filed against Ticketmaster over unfair and illegal sales tactics. Does this impact the antitrust suit that was already filed by the Department of Justice?
It bolsters it, but it's asking for different relief. So the DOJ action is asking for a breakup of what they consider to be a monopoly, given that Ticketmaster controls 80% of all concerts and live venues. So that's what that's about. This one is asking for damages, and this one's saying that consumers who buy tickets have been overcharged and that these brokers are being allowed to resell tickets that benefits Ticketmaster again, so they make money on the sale of the tickets and then on the resale, and that the artists are being ripped off. So this is asking for damages, and the money would probably go to the states that have sued and that would probably in some way trickle down to some of the consumers, but that remains to be seen how it would be divided up.
So there might be some settlement money for the public. Also, that FTC suit against Amazon started this week. What are the allegations in this case?
Yeah, this is interesting. Basically, the allegations are that Amazon uses deceptive tactics to trick consumers into signing up for Prime and making it tied to getting certain prices. And then it makes it difficult for people to unsubscribe to Prime. It makes it very complicated. And so that these are illegal tactics, according to the lawsuit, and a jury is going to decide whether or not Amazon violated. We've got nine people sitting in a jury who are going to make that decision.
Yeah, unsubscribing or saying, that's it for my free trial, I want to get out of it. Always more difficult, isn't it, than signing
always
up? Yeah. Karen Conti, thank you. Have a good day, Karen.
You too.